everyone, and welcome to Heartbeat. This week it's a bit of a continuation from last week's, where the topic was, how can I help? Well, there is the natural way that we help people, but there is also God-given spiritual ways, gifts that God has given us to help the body of Christ, to help people. These gifts, these talents, these abilities are often different to our own natural abilities, or they complement and add on to what God has already naturally given to us in our lives. And these gifts and abilities, they can be naturally or God-given to us, but they also are nurtured. They can grow and develop into greater uses of the gifts if we work with them, like anything. You can be a great athlete, but if you don't train and you don't develop and you don't work out how to go faster, say if you're a sprinter, you're not going to be as good as what you could possibly be. So these spiritual gifts God gives us, and these spiritual gifts is a concept that is hard to define, but when you know what your gift is, you just know. It's an extraordinary power given by the Holy Spirit. We believe that as followers of Christ, He gives us supernatural graces. Graces for our use, for the body, but also for the help of the whole church. He doesn't just give it to us, He gives it for us to use for the goodness of the church. These graces are joined together, and God fulfills the mission of the church by using these spiritual gifts that He's given to every Christian. It reminds me very much of the parable of the talents, where there's three people and the master gives one person 10 talents, one person 5, and one person 1. Now, I know talents in this parable is like money, but think of it like a talent, a gift. God's given someone 10 gifts, someone else has got 5 gifts, and someone else has only got 1. But God has no favourites, so for some reason He's graced someone with 10, someone with 5, someone with 1 to the gifts and abilities that He's also given them and for the purpose that He wants them to use it for. And He goes away and He comes back to see, well, what have you done with them? And the one with the 10 has doubled it. The one with the 5 has doubled. But the one with the 1 was scared, was frightened they would get into trouble, so they just buried it in the ground. They didn't know what the master was like. They thought the master was mean. No, the master is loving. The master gives to us and goes, well, use it, develop it, grow it. You know, even if you tried and you didn't do as well as you thought you might, you still at least tried, and our God would be happy. So in these spiritual gifts, it states it in Romans chapter 12, verse 6 to 8. Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. So again, they're different. They're not same, but it's according to the grace that God hands out. We have to exercise them accordingly. If you're given the gift of prophecy, use it according to the proportion of your faith. If service, then use it to serve. If he who teaches, then he needs to teach. He who exhorts needs to use it for exhortation. He who gives, give liberally. He who leads, do it with diligence. He who shows mercy, be cheerful in being merciful. And they're very different. I believe I've got the gift of exhortation, encouragement. And it's quite different to when I was younger. When I was younger, I was very shy. I wouldn't say boo to anybody. I have an identical twin sister who's 5 minutes older than me. She was the one that generally spoke more. I had my own mind. I could think, I had, you know, what I thought, but I often didn't voice it. I was comfortable just hiding behind other people. And one day, it was actually during Lent, I felt the Holy Spirit say to me, "Stop being shy, because you are not going to be able to do what I want you to do. You are not going to be able to talk to people. You're not going to be able to love people. You're not going to be able to share with people. You're not going to be able to encourage people." And my encouragement ability has grown. It is a gift that God, a grace that God has given me. I just see the best in Scripture. I see the best in people. I want to draw them out to the goodness of our God. And that's a gift that Barnabas had. Barnabas meant encourager. Remember, he brought Saul along, who was Paul, became Paul, when he had that encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. And the church community said, "Oh, we're too scared of this Saul. He was killing Christians." And Barnabas goes, "No, I want to tell you that Saul has changed. God has transformed him. He's still transforming him, but God has transformed him." And it was Barnabas that brought Paul into the Christian community. What is your gift? What is your ability? What is your talent? In 1 Corinthians 12:28, it says, "God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracle workers, gifts of healing, gifts of helps, administration, various kinds of tongues, all for the good of the church, for the body of Christ." What is your gift? Maybe you don't know. So we're going to have in the link below a list of spiritual gifts. And maybe it'll just jump out at you and go, "Yep, I'm just fantastic at administration. I do it in my work. I do it in the volunteers that I do for my church life. It's just natural to me." But there might be areas that you're not sure of. So we're going to have a list so you can pray about it. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you, "What is my gift? What is my spiritual gift to bring to the body of Christ?" Because everything is important. Remember, you need to be an eyeball if you're an eyeball. You need to be an eyelash or a toenail or a piece of hair. Whatever you are in the body of Christ, you need to bring your gift and your ability to the body to make it work as one, to make it work unified, to make it work to the best of its ability. Of course, it's all from God's ability. And if you're not sure, there's lots of other books that you can go read. There's things you can go and check out. What is this spiritual gift? What do I have that I could use for the kingdom of God? Because we all have been given, if not one, maybe five, maybe 10, whatever they are. And God wants us to use them. So let us now pray that I not only just have the human gift of how can I help, but I have these spiritual gifts of how can I help. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Holy Spirit, would you reveal to each and every one of us our spiritual gifts? Show us where we need to nurture them, where we can grow them, where we can learn more about them, where we can trust in you to release them more into our lives for our good, but also the good of the body, the good of the church. We thank you that you have given us these gifts. May we use them wisely. Teach us. Allow us to surrender more to you so that we can grow in these spiritual gifts that you have given us. And may we use them for the glory of our God and for the benefit of all who live on the earth. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.